The opposition and hatred of the Pharisees, scribes, and temple leaders against our Lord grew from the inside out, as it does in most human hearts. First, they hated him in their own hearts. Second, they expressed their hatred to his disciples. Then they manifested their hatred openly to the people, and finally, their hatred centered on Christ himself. The evil dispositions of their own hearts were manifested when a man, sick of the palsy, was brought to our Lord at Capernaum. You can read the story in Mark chapter 2 and verses 5 through 10. Instead of immediately working the miracle, our Lord forgave his sins. Since sickness, death, and evil were the effect of sin, though not necessarily personal sin in any individual, he went first to the root of the disease, namely sin, and pardoned it. Instead of considering this miracle as evidence that he was the Son of God, there were certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God?" Those that were standing nearby who were thinking these thoughts did not mistake the implication that Christ was acting as God. The Old Testament did say that such powers belong to God. It is true, only God can forgive sins. In the scribes' minds that were sitting there, he was guilty of blasphemy. He claimed the power of God in his authority to forgive sins. Though they could not deny what they had seen, they did acknowledge his power. Faith in Christ was increasing among the people, but decreasing among the scribes and the Pharisees and the doctors of the law. Miracles are not necessarily a cure for unbelief. If the will is perverse, all the evidence in the world could not convince, not even a resurrection from the dead. Up to this moment, the scribes and others merely thought evil. The hatred now found utterance in their lips against the disciples of the Lord. The occasion was when he called Matthew the publican as an apostle. A publican was a Jew who betrayed his own people by becoming a tax collector for the Romans. When our Lord saw this publican named Matthew sitting at the table receiving taxes, he gave no promises to Matthew, but merely said, "Follow me." And immediately Matthew left his job and followed Jesus. Not only did he follow Jesus, but he invited him to his house for a meal. This was scandalous to the Pharisees and to their straight-laced righteousness. When they saw that many publicans and sinners were to be found sitting down with Jesus and his disciples, they asked his disciples, "How come your master eats with publicans and sinners?" He was being recognized as a master and a teacher, but now he had tarnished his reputation by associating with the outcast of society. If leopards herded together was not him being in the company of sinners proof that he was a sinner also? Jesus was unlike sinners, yet he came into their midst. When Jesus heard what they said, he said unto them, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." But those who, like the Pharisees, refused to admit that they were sick with sin, they did not need him as a physician of the soul. The blind who refused to admit the existence of light can never be healed. Jesus comes as a physician. He could do no good to those who denied guilt. He came only to be a sin barrier. Therefore, only the sinners and not the righteous would profit by his coming. In those days, the love of sinners was something new on the earth. He said that he had come into the world to seek and to save those which was lost. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.